AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden signed 10 executive orders today, all having to do with the coronavirus.
We're in a national emergency, and it's time we treat it like one.
One broadens the use of the Defense Production Act to expand vaccine production.
The brutal truth is it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. So while we increase vaccinations, we're going to take steps necessary now to slow the spread of the disease as well.
That means wear a mask. The president says the experts say if we mask up from now through April,
we'd save more than 50,000 lives.
Dr. Anthony Fauci was at the White House. He pointed out the difference under this administration.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says some vaccination sites in New York City began canceling or postponing shots or stopped making new appointments because of vaccine shortages.
We want those big sites to be up and running, and we want a lot of them to be 24/7. The demand is there.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the plan is to go ahead with the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump.
I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify.
Pelosi did not say when the article of impeachment will be sent to the Senate. A federal judge lashed out at a Georgia lawyer accused of storming the Capitol 2 weeks ago, saying the lawyer was seduced by a dangerous ideology. Congress is moving quickly to install retired General Lloyd Austin as President Biden's Secretary of Defense. The House easily passed a waiver that would allow Austin to hold that position. Wall Street stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 12 points. This is AP News. A financial disclosure released as former President Donald Trump left office shows his family business has been hit hard by the pandemic.
Revenue has plunged more than 40% at Trump's Doral Golf Club in Florida, his Washington, D.C. hotel, and both his resorts in Scotland. The loss of revenue comes on top of other bad news for his financial empire. Banks, real estate brokerages, and golf organizations announced they were cutting ties with his company following the storming of the Capitol by Trump political supporters. The company faces a debt of more than $300 million, much of it coming due in the next 4 years. The disclosure did have one major bright spot, though. Revenue at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida, rose by a few million dollars. I'm Ben Thomas.
The latest Powerball jackpot winning ticket worth $731 million was sold in a struggling coal mining town in Maryland, whose biggest claim to fame previously was the hometown of Baseball Hall of Famer Lefty Grove. Ed Donahue, AP News.